and went up above the river. Mm-hmm. There are the... Yeah, Memphis is built on these.
Bluffs?
Yeah. What's distinctive about Memphis' water system?
It's artesian.
And that means?
What does that mean?
Yeah.
It means that the Memphis water enters the ground at the west, just west of the Tennessee River, and it goes through layers of sand, and is then trapped between a layer of clay that's at about the 500 foot air level, and then there's a layer of clay at the 1,000 foot area, and then another layer of clay at the 1,500 foot level, and this, the water bearing sand extends from really from about the Tennessee River area all the way to Crowley's Ridge in Arkansas, and Memphis is at the bottom of this trough, and the water pressure, or the land that on both the east and the west, is higher. So it, at one time, the water, if you drill down to that water-bearing sand, the water pressure would cause the water to come out 10 or 12 feet above ground level. But due to pumping and usage of the water, it won't come out the top of the ground any longer. And, supposedly there's an inexhaustible supply of water underneath the ground in Memphis. Memphis was selected by United States Public Health Department as a base to judge other water in the nation by as a standard in the level of carcinogenic material and that type of stuff in the water.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Drink lots. Okay, what do you call the bumps in the street or parking lot that are intended to slow down a car?
Speed breaks.
What do you call the unused vacant area between houses or buildings?
Vacant lot.
What do you call interstate highways running through and around the city?
Perimeter, expressway, bypass.
What do you call the service areas along interstate highways? You see those green signs and road
posts. Oh, rest stops.
What do you call a limited access road in residential sections of a city or suburb?
Freeway.